Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have probably seen me on the news or in the newspaper or heard it on the radio. I've been all over the place this week. It has been an extremely busy week for me because I've got the big Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol event. And so I had all these interviews and booked so that I could promote the event to let everybody know it's happening and get people there. And the event is costly. You know, I pay for extra security because I want to make sure people are safe. I am shuttling business owners from Rochester and Duluth in so that they don't have to worry about driving if they don't want to. I have shuttle buses to pick people up from the parking lots in and around the Capitol. And then I feed everybody because I want everybody to come and have a good time and then have something to eat before they go home. You know, break bread together. And, you know, my company, ShalettaMakesMeLab.com, pretty much picks up the tab for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol every year. And so this year, I was so excited to partner with Clockwork and Nancy Lyons and her team here in the Twin Cities, and AARP Minnesota came on board to sponsor the event. But, you know, I was still about, you know, $15,000 short of meeting all the financial obligations of the event. And so I was so excited to get a call from Amazon. Yeah, that Amazon. And they said, Shaletta, we were at last year's event. It was a great success. And we're going to come on board. And not only are we going to do a $10,000 sponsorship of the event, but we're also going to send volunteers and fly in one of our executives to speak about Amazon's commitment to small businesses. And so I was running around the house saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And Sean came over. And he said, what are you so excited about? I said, Amazon is going to sponsor Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And Sean said, well, you know, they just rolled back their DEI, right? And I felt all the life come out of my body. Not only was I excited to partner with Amazon, but just the flex of saying the world's largest online retailer was supporting one of my initiatives. As a small business owner, that has a lot of weight to it. And in that moment, I had a decision to make. Was I going to partner with Amazon and look the other way? Was I going to allow them to stand before a room full of about 400 to 500 Black business owners and say how much they are committed to their success when at the same time they're rolling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and programs that would allow Black business owners to go from just surviving to thriving? So I made the tough choice, and everybody's been making choices this week, to give Amazon their money back as well as their volunteers. That money was going to go directly to a scholarship for one lucky business owner. one $5,000 grant was going to be given out that day in a raffle. No strings attached, no application form. Put your name in the hat, and at the end of the event, we're going to pick a name out and give that money away. Plus, now I got to hire people because their team of volunteers are no longer available. Because I said no. Because I said, not today, Jesus. I can't allow you to speak in front of my people and tell them one thing while you're doing something else behind their backs. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get this $5,000 scholarship. Because I have promised these business owners that they have a chance to win this money. And before I can say a prayer and say, Lord, help me, Adrian Dirk pipes up in my LinkedIn email inbox. And Adrian is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline because Adrian Dirks, you better check your back, girlfriend, because you got wings under that shirt you're wearing.
Shaletta, I'm so grateful to be here with you today. And just, I couldn't be more excited for Monday. And now hearing it's your birthday, it's even better.
Okay, you have to tell people what you did, because if I tell them, I'm going to start crying. I'm already snotty because I spent some time at a middle school this week at a Black History Month program, and I'm battling middle school germs. Okay, those things are deadly. But your kindness and your generosity and your willingness to step in through your program speaks volumes to what good neighbors and good Samaritans we have living here in the great state of Minnesota.
Thank you, Shaletta. Well, you know, so Project Success, and I did. I told you this that morning. I woke up, like I do, about 4 o'clock, and I read your LinkedIn post. And I could feel it through the phone when you said, we're not taking the Amazon money. And one thing I read is you said, but we're still going to do the scholarship. We still have to order the buses, and we still have to get it done. And 31 years of doing Project Success with almost every Minneapolis 6th through 12th grader and their families. I'm a Minneapolis Public Schools grad and have that entrepreneurial spirit. I know what it's like when you have minutes to say, are we going to keep the buses and how do we do this and how do we keep the scholarship? And I said, you know, just as you spoke on the show, all the things that have happened just in the last 20 days, 10 days, we have to double down on belonging, on taking care of each other. Javita said, enjoy, and in stepping up, not just in words, but in actions. And it took me about 2 seconds, and I thought, I'm just going to write Shaletta Wright on LinkedIn. And that was easy, Shaletta. It was just, we're going to do 5,000, and we're so excited to do the scholarship and be there on Monday.
I just cannot thank you enough. And I'm going to tell you, my faith has been tested this week. This has been a faith walk.
Yeah.
God has been answering prayers left and right. And you were the answer to a prayer. Image 360 in Woodbury, they always do my big giant checks, right?
Yes.
And so they said, what you want to put on the check? And I got scared for a minute. Like, my faith was wavering. I said, just don't put nothing, because I didn't know if I could put Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, if we were going to even have a check to give away. I just didn't know what we were going to do, because, you know, I knew that I could not take that money in good conscience. I knew that I could not let Amazon come and stand before these people and talk about their commitment when I knew they had walked back their commitment. And then, you know, my people would be looking at me like, why are they here? What are we doing? What do we stand for? And you know, sometimes when you stand for something, that means you have to let go of some things. And I had to let go of that money. And Adrian, I'm going to just tell you, that was one of the hardest decisions that I've made as a business owner. I have never walked back and gave somebody their check back. Like, here's your check and your volunteers and your speaker and the flex and credibility of being able to say, I'm a small business owner that Amazon is working with me, which would make other people want to work with me. But that's when I just have to really lean into my faith and trust that God knows what he's doing, because otherwise you and I would never
that's
have
right.
connected. Otherwise we would never have connected.
No, and you and I knew that from that morning we connected, that it was, you know, you're thanking me, but thank you, Shaletta, because, you know, I was telling you that morning, you know, we do workshops and we do incredible arts experiences with so many partners. We're in Minneapolis, we're in Mankato, we do expeditions. Just today we launched our outdoor adventures. But we also have 3 student spaces. We're Best Buy Teen Tech Center, and we do certificates, and we do things for credit and certificates, and we have pathway programs. And one of the things when I was reading and seeing all the things you're doing for Monday, I was thinking about the young entrepreneurs we have came out of Minneapolis. Daro's one, Tarek is one, and they are young entrepreneurs who are building their businesses, their skills, and now teaching in our institute film and bike tech. We have to step up, and what you're doing on Monday and what we're going to do to support, it's just we, all of us at Project Success, we are really, we're behind you all the way, and we're really excited.
Well, I am so excited to partner with you all. I'm excited to see you there on Monday. And I need you to tell me, there's some people out there who are saying Project Success. Wow, they sound like an amazing organization. How can they partner with you? How can they find out more about Project Success and the work that you all are doing?
Absolutely. Well, I'm like you. Call me, email me. All my information is on our website, projectsuccess.org. You know, our mission for 30 years has not changed, to inspire young people to dream about their future, help them take the steps to get there. Mm-hmm. We know young people have everything they need inside them. They need support, resources along the way. But here's what I would say. We are built on partnership. Almost every theater in the Twin Cities, you mentioned Nancy Lyons. She's our partner, built our website. Jovita was on, and we've been to all the Steel shows. If you want a partner, I would love to talk to you. ProjectSuccess.org, Adrian Dirks, go on the website, give us a call, but we'll be there on Monday. Just can't wait. Can't wait to see the big check either, Shaletta.
I can't wait, girl. We get to fill it in. I was like, don't put nothing on this check. I don't know if it's going to be $50 or $500 or $5,000. Just leave it blank. And now we can fill it in thanks to you.
You can fill it in.
And your generosity and the folks at Project Success, Adrian Dirks, God bless you and everything that you do. I am praying that, you know, the Lord allows me through my channels and avenues and resources and influence to be the blessing to you that you have been to me this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shaletta. See you Monday.
All right. See you on Monday, girl. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.